Mind42 is a concept mapping application. You'd be forgiven for thinking, given the name Mind42, that this is similar to the Tony Bazan style mind maps, but actually that's not the case. You don't get that free-form, artistic sort of design that you get with mind maps. But nevertheless, Mind42 brings some really interesting features to the table. Not least the fact that because it's not so free-form, it takes care a lot of the formatting for you. So that means that the structure on the screen is evenly spaced, and you don't get all the branches bunching up together like you might do if you were trying to create things from scratch. So it spaces everything out for you beautifully. Navigating around the mind map is well featured. You can drag it around the screen, you can zoom in and out, you can recenter things. That's all really useful. You will of course need to create an account first, and having done that, you can set up your first map, and all the maps that you create are saved online. You can however download them in certain of the standard concept mapping formats, and then re-upload them should you need to do so in the future, if you need to work on them in a different application. The nodes within the map obviously can have child nodes, and you can subdivide them as you might expect to. Each node could be formatted in different ways. You can change the colour and size of the fonts and so forth. You can also attach extra information to the nodes in the form of, instead of it being a textual node, it can be an image node. The images are picked up by introducing the URL of an image from elsewhere on the web. You can't upload images. You can also attach extra information in the form of a hyperlink to another website, or you can attach a text note, or even a Wikipedia article. So that can be really useful. In addition, there's also a text entry window, so each node that you create can have some extra text attached to it. Importantly, you can collaborate with other people by sending them the URL of your concept map, and then they can join in and work with you on that. Exporting, as I mentioned, can be in different formats, including FreeMind and MindJet, but also RTFs, PDFs, and JPEGs and PNGs, image files. You can also publish your mind map, and that's done using a URL or an embed code. So, really useful. Mind maps makes, sorry,